We've hit over 10,000 downloads. Let's get started with episode 35.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
ATA Nation, welcome back to the ATA Nation Podcast. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden. Thank you for joining us today. If you have not subscribed and left a review yet, would you please, just while you're listening, pick up your phone, unless you're in the car, don't do that. Grab your phone, go to your favorite podcasting app that you're listening to this to on, and make sure you leave a review. Tell us what you like. Tell us why you love ATA. You know, just leave us a review. It helps other people see the podcast. We love when we get reviews, and maybe we'll give you a shout out if you leave an awesome review for us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk a little bit about goals today. Last episode, we had our great interview with Senior Master Hill and talked about some educational goals. I've got a little bit of feedback from ATA Nation on some of their goals. I want to talk to you a little bit about creating good habits that are helping us with our goals. And then I have some listener feedback, but let's get to some of your goals first.
Well, hey, ATA Nation. My name is Jay Huller. I'm a third-degree black belt. I train under Chief Master Arsamont in Kennesaw, Georgia. My Taekwondo goal this year is to increase a program that I started years and years ago under Master Murphy. He challenged our class to create an event or a project that would benefit the community as a whole, also benefiting the martial artists in the room. I had just lost my mom to ovarian cancer at that time, and I decided to start a concert called Beat Out Cancer. It was primarily made up of percussionists. I was a drummer as a kid, and so we had some drummers all perform, and we raised some money for cancer research, and it was just amazing. And so fast forward from that time years ago to now, we are now called Georgia Has Talent, and we bring together all talents from all walks of life in Georgia and from beyond to help raise money for cancer research. And I just couldn't be more proud. And Taekwondo is the catalyst for that. So we are hoping, this is our goal this year, is to, of course, increase our revenue for cancer research and just make it a much better show each year as we do the show. So I want to thank Taekwondo and ATA specifically for getting me started with this. And thank you.
Wow, what a great goal. You see, there were specifics in there. We talked about that before. You know what I loved about this goal is it's very motivating as well. How great to help your community while achieving something for other people as well. Awesome. And it just so happens that Mr. Huller's wife also left us an audio about her goal, which is very cool as well. Let's get to that.
Hi, ATA Nation and Master Hayden. This is Katie Huller, third-degree black belt in Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm currently working on my third-degree form, so of course I have lots of goals regarding increased flexibility, balance, timing, power, and all the other things needed to make my third-degree form as good as it can be. So I will be working on those things for sure. But my big, big, big goal for this year is to actually launch my black belt reading and writing program so that I can start helping more kids around the nation who are currently just struggling and falling through the cracks at school learn to read and write with ease. So I want to create black belt readers and writers much the same way we create black belt leaders. Step by step, bit by bit, lesson by lesson, just making it as easy as possible to become as successful as possible. So that is my big, big, big goal for 2022. Good luck, ATA Nation, as you set your big goals. I'll be cheering for you.
Another super cool goal from someone out there in ATA Nation. Look at ATA Nation. You guys are leaders. Okay. Look at these goals that are set to help other people to be leaders in their communities, in the lives of other people. That is amazing. Now, what I want to transition to is a couple of quick tips to help you as you work towards some of your new goals. Some of goal setting is all about creating the right habits to achieve those goals. And during my mastership training for senior master, I read an awesome book called Atomic Habits. And I would highly suggest that you check this out. I actually am giving this to a lot of my adult students when they enroll now, giving them this book. But I wanted to cover the first two or three laws that they cover in this book and just give you some ideas of how we can use these in our own lives. Okay? So if I want to make a good habit, and I think, you know, achieving a goal is all about making a habit that is going to help you succeed in that goal. So if I have the goal of becoming a black belt, well, I need to have certain habits that help me achieve that goal, like attending class, practicing my form, you know, working on my fitness, whatever it might be. So the habits are what help us get to our ultimate goals. So the first law that is talked about in this book, Atomic Habits. Go check it out. Man, like every other podcast out there, I should get a sponsorship from Audible. Anybody know the guys at sponsorship over at Audible? You just let me know. Anyways, so make it obvious. Okay, you want to make your goal, or excuse me, your habits obvious. So use intention with this. So something like the phrase, and say this to yourself and make this a specific identity that you're going to have. I will insert the behavior at this time in this location. So I will do 10 push-ups next to my bed every morning. Right? Just like we talked about specific goals, we need to make this easy for ourselves by creating the intention right away. I will insert the behavior at blank time in blank location. Okay? I will write for 10 minutes every time I sit down at my desk. Okay? Pretty easy. Okay, so make it obvious. That's going to help you. That's one of the tips is, this phrase, I will behavior at blank time in blank location. Another trick to help make it obvious, is to, use what's called habit stacking. So after a current habit that you have, I will add this new habit. So, we are martial artists. We have the habit of going to class. Okay. That's something you already have. So after class, I will do my form 10 times. Okay. Or after attending class, I will run 1 mile. After class, I will sit down and read for 20 minutes. Okay. What habit will help you get to your goal that you can stack next to a habit that you already have? Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be class. That's just an easy one for me to think about because we know we're all doing that. We're going to class. Right? Getting used to stacking these a new habit against an old habit that you already have. Right? You might have a habit of, you know, every time I sit down at my desk, I will do 5 push-ups. Okay? So obviously you'll have to get back up from your desk, but it works. Right? Stack these habits together. Right? These are all part of making it obvious. I remember my habit because it's stacked next to another one. Okay? Another one for helping make it obvious is designing your environment. Okay. So this, like if my goal is to be an awesome black belt, or maybe my goal is to work on these specific kicks. If I don't have any of the equipment at home to do that, or I don't have a space at home to do my form, it's going to be really hard for me to build the habit of practicing my form. Okay? Design the environment around you, make cues to those good habits that are really obvious, okay, and visible, things you can easily see. And that's going to help you with keeping those habits. So I'll give you an example. Right now, just because of the craziness that's going on with all the stuff I've got with, you know, new baby in the house and all that kind of stuff, my work stuff, my office is down in the basement. And that is not helping me stack my habits very well and making my environment obvious because when I stay upstairs, I don't get that work. Now, on the flip side, this is can be really helpful when I set the habit of saying, let's say after breakfast, I will walk downstairs into the basement. Right? That then would trigger, I'm in a new environment, I'm able to see, oh, there's my desk, oh, there's this, and it triggers the next habit, maybe in the stack. Okay, so creating that habit now, having my desk separate from the area that the family's hanging out, makes it an area that I am triggered to do work in. Okay? So, I just need to stack the habit of getting down the stairs and getting to do some work. Right now, I'm still doing the work. It's just upstairs, and my daughter wants to sit on my lap half the time, and so I don't get as much work done as I'd like. So that's law number one, is all about making your habits obvious. Okay, make them obvious. Second law is to make it attractive. Right? If you have a goal, I keep using the black belt, but maybe it's master, maybe it's opening your own school, maybe it's applying for college, whatever the goal might be, you have specific habits that are going to help you achieve that goal. So I need to make those habits attractive. It's a habit that I don't want to do at all. I'm going to have to do something to make it more attractive. So the second law, make it attractive. Here's some tips. Use what's called temptation bundling. Okay, so this is where you pair an action you want to do with an action you need to do. Okay, so you got something you want to do. I want to check my email. Okay. That's, I know, a weird one, but that's something I want to do. I want to check my email, or maybe you want to check Facebook. Okay. If I'm going to check Facebook, as soon as I'm done checking Facebook, or maybe before I check Facebook, I have to do 10 pushups. Okay? Or, before I can play my video game, I have to do this thing. Right. Or sometimes it's something that you pair together. So let's say I know I need to get on the treadmill, but what I want to do instead is watch this TV show. Okay, let's pair these habits together. I only watch TV when I'm on the treadmill. Boom. Okay, you're taking a step in the right direction of getting more towards your goal, maybe of being fit. Okay, so I'm pairing these two habits together. Okay. Another way to make it attractive. Oh, this one is this one is just great for us, ATA Nation. Join a culture where your desired behavior is the normal behavior. This is why we're part of ATA Nation. Okay. I learn, I grow, I build habits from the people around me. And those people are you guys, ATA Nation. Okay, this is why you should be involved in your local ATA school. Why maybe it's time to get into that legacy program. Why you need to make the habit of being there 2, 3, 4 days a week, whatever it might be. Because if we get ourselves around the people that are doing these things, you're more likely to do it. Right. If you are hanging out with people who are always eating junk food and are overweight, you're going to probably eat junk food and become overweight. You need to look at the culture around you. This is why ATA Nation is so great, guys. This is why I love ATA Nation, because it helps me be better by being around people who are better. Last one for making it attractive is to create a motivation ritual. Okay, so what you do is something you enjoy immediately before a difficult habit. Okay. So I get to play 10 minutes of my video game before I have to make this phone call I don't want to make. All right. I get to check Facebook right before I have to do my taxes, you know, whatever it might be. Okay. So you bundle these together, kind of like we talked about earlier. But you start to build that motivation. Do something you enjoy immediately before a difficult habit. So you start to get yourself excited. This is why I like the idea of, like we said earlier, adding kind of the habit stacking with this motivation ritual. I love going to class. I want to do taekwondo class. Immediately after, I'm going to do my, I'm going to go for a mile run. Okay. If I have to just get up and go for a run, I might not want to do it. But if I bundle it next to something I really enjoy, like going to class, I'm already more motivated. I'm already more excited. And then I'm boom, ready. Oh, go for a run. Okay. I can do that now. Okay. Kind of putting those things together. We're going to talk about laws number 3 and 4 next time, but I highly encourage you to go check out Atomic Habits, great book, because I want to help you guys and I want us as ATA Nation to make sure that we're making 2022 just an amazing year. And it starts by setting your goals and building some habits that are going to support you in achieving those goals. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some listener feedback.
Listener feedback.
So ATA Nation, what I did was I reached out to our insiders. If you are not an insider, you need to text me 260-250-3975. You'll get in our secret awesome insiders group. I texted the insiders and I was like, hey, ATA Nation, what are you thankful for? I want to do some shout outs on the podcast of things that you are thankful for. So let's go through these real quick. I'm going to start with Natalie Nyquist. This was one of our winners of one of our contests. She said, here's what she said. I am thankful for my first instructor, Miss Sandoval, who encouraged me to improve but called me out when I overdid it or tried to do things we both knew would get me injured. She adapted all the color belt forms for me since I can't do the kicks and patiently worked with me to learn the changes. She took me all the way to my black belt testing. Oh, how awesome to be thankful for Miss Sandoval. And I reached out and I asked if this was the Miss Sandoval I know, and it totally is. This is Lucinda Sandoval, originally from Michigan, and I've known her for like 25 years. She is an awesome lady, and we're thankful for her in ATA Nation. Maddie Shepard wanted to give a shout out to Senior Master Zamboni and Chief Master Von Schmeling for her training as being awesome instructors and the founder of Victory Martial Arts. And she wanted to give a shout out to you, ATA Nation, because she thinks you guys are awesome. And she's right. You guys are awesome. Mr. Abraham Shaddix is thankful for his instructors. That was a common thing that people mentioned. Mr. Daniel Salinas, thankful for his instructors, Master Mastin and Mr. Solis. Hopefully I'm saying all these names right. I could be messing them up. That's very possible. Sharia Karnam, I hope I said that right, is also thankful for their instructor, Mr. Harris, and being alongside that journey of 10 years. Fantastic. 10 years of training. Way to go. Keep it up. That's fantastic. We've got a couple of slightly longer ones I'm going to read for you. Mr. Matthew Holbrook said that he was really thankful for the podcast. And you know what? I appreciate that, sir. I am thankful for you guys in ATA Nation listening, because if you weren't listening, there'd be no reason for me to be here just talking into a mic all by myself. It'd be a little sad. Sam White is thankful for his instructors, Nico Heller and CJ Miller. They've stuck with him through a lot and given him some awesome opportunities. They never fail to make his day better and get him a smile on his face. He says, even if it makes him roll his eyes. Plus, they are also the best employers he could ask for. That's pretty awesome. Let's see. Mr. Horde and the Horde family are super thankful for Chief Master Stevens and Senior Master nominee Rosa for introducing them to ATA and welcoming them into the Intensity Martial Arts family. The ATA is their life now. I always mess this name up, and I apologize, sir, because I've met you guys, and you're awesome. But Mr. Jayakumaran, I'm sure I said it wrong, sorry, sir, is super thankful for his instructor, Mrs. Corduroy, and Dr. Cordry? I think I said that right. And all their guidance, because now he's an ATA school owner himself now. Super awesome. We wouldn't be able to do it without those people who inspired us and brought us forward. It's just great to have them in our lives. I wanted to do this thankful thing because, you know, it's Thanksgiving time. And we want to make sure that we are expressing to those around us how thankful we are for them. And I am super thankful for you, ATA Nation. We've got over 10,000 downloads. I would love to have even more of ATA Nation listen to the podcast. And I need two things for that. Two things. One, share it. Tell other people about it. You go to class with all these people. You're at the schools with all these people. Tell everybody. And two, let me know what you want to listen to. Because no one wants to listen if it's boring. And we want to make sure we're helping you. You're learning about ATA Nation. You're finding out things. You're enjoying it. You're entertained. Let me know what you want to hear. And all you got to do to tell me is text me 260-250-3975. Text me what you want to hear. And ATA Nation, until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's a little wonky audio there near the end. My computer's being a little janky. And all around, I've got this cold, so I don't know how my voice sounded. My throat's starting to hurt a little bit, so I think it's time to go rest that up and get ready to eat some delicious Thanksgiving food on Thursday. I'm a ham guy. I know turkey is the thing, but my family's having ham, and I'm super excited about it. Okay, guys, see you next week.